We're right in front of Savannah High. That's the school that she chose to go to after we pulled her out of public schools. I wanted her in school, but I wanted her in a safe environment, and this is a safe environment.
Where I went to school at Islands High School, their mascot was the Sharks.
They'd come up to her and say, "Go home, pig, and kill yourself. Nobody wants you around. You ain't nothing but a hippo. You don't belong in shark country."
I was told that whales aren't allowed in shark waters, and I mean, it's gone to social media as well. I mean, because I was suffering with insomnia, I would tend to accidentally fall asleep in class, and they have actually taken pictures of me and posted it on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, you know, whale asleep in class, or hippo taking a nap, or things like that, and it would end up going just all over the place. It was mostly verbal and emotional. None of it was physical, but I mean, people don't realize that the tongue may not have any bones, but it's still strong enough to really break someone down. Sit. Stand high. Paw. Other paw. Can you give me a high five? Good boy. This is Carson. He is my service dog that currently goes everywhere with me, including school. He's kind of like my best friend, but also my partner at the same time. With my anxiety attacks because of the PTSD from the bullying, I would be in a crowded room or around loud noises, and my heart rate would spike, and I would be curled up in a ball somewhere in a corner, shaking and everything. He's pretty calm right now, and he's not as focused in on me, but at the same time, if I was to go somewhere in a crowd, or if my heart rate was to jump up, he would be over against me, leaning his weight on me, trying to calm me down.
Well, he's just been fabulous, because without him, my granddaughter could not go in a store. She could not go in a restaurant and eat. She couldn't go anywhere. She didn't want to be around anybody. Since she's had the dog, she has actually gone out in places by herself. She'll go to the library and things. And he's just been a blessing for us.
Wait. Leave it. Good boy. If protocols are in place and it's seen that it is part of the status quo, more people will be able to bring in service dogs to their job or their schools without having to go through the hassle and the fight that I had to.